Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Good morning. Welcome. Let's pump it up on a Trash Talking Tuesday. What do you say? Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check? That is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Oh, we'll do some yelling in a little bit about Janet Yellen.
I can hardly wait.
So she's so wise.
She's a wise something.
Yeah. El Salvador president. He put the stupid media people in their place, didn't he? All the lefty media cares about is this deported Maryland man. Oh, you ripped him from the arms of his family. He was an MS-13 thug. He was under a deportation order going all the way back to, 2019? And even an appellate court agreed. Get the guy out of here. He's scum-sucking vermin. He's an animal, right? Remember when Trump said that? Animals.
Nancy Pelosi did not like that.
Yeah, and the rest of the world said, animals, you didn't see nothing yet. And then they really came. But the El Salvador president's funny. Because here's the deal. You know the case, right? About the Maryland guy that was deported to El Salvador. And at some point, somebody in the Trump administration said, they made a clerical error mistake. I mean, really, they didn't. The guy's from El Salvador, really isn't a gang, really shouldn't be here.
Right.
So they deported him. Case closed, right? No. Supreme Court says, you've got to bring him back. What? No. What do you mean bring him back? It was already a court order. Just because he didn't listen to the court order doesn't mean we somehow owe him a... And by the way, he's in a maximum security prison in El Salvador. He's not our property. Is he an American citizen? No. Is he from El Salvador? Yes. Okay. And they have him. He's in his own country. His own country, his home country.
Well, good.
And the media was trying to say, what's the deal with this guy? You guys messed up? You got to bring him back? No. No, we messed up saying we messed up.
So that is so messed up.
Yeah, the El Salvador president was sitting down with Trump, and he said Monday, we don't have any ability to send an alleged MS-13 member back to the U.S. Yeah. The Supreme Court ruled directing the Trump administration to take steps to facilitate his return. Why? Well, okay, there's the El Salvadorian president. You want to send him back? No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we took steps.
Yeah.
And they didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. We had a face-to-face with the guy. And then he took it a little step further to really irritate the media. This is a Salvadorian president. I like this guy.
Okay.
He says to the media, "I hope you're not suggesting that I smuggle terrorists into the United States." Right?
That's awesome.
He said, "Of course I'm not going to do it. The question is preposterous." He said, "I don't have the power to return him to the United States." You know? Because that's what he'd be doing, right?
Uh-huh.
The guy has no legal right to be in the United States.
Right.
And he'd be trying to bring him in.
And then we're saying, oh, we can't do anything. They've got to send him back.
Well, you know, and it's just interesting that the lefty media, this is their cause du jour, I guess.
Well, they're on the wrong side of all these stories, though,
they
right
sure
now.
Are, aren't they?
The Mangione thing.
Trying to make a folk hero out of him.
The Palestinian protesters. This guy. I mean, they're just on the wrong side of all of it, as usual.
Are you against mutilating children, too? They know better what gender they want to be. Come on.
Right.
There's another one for you. Oh, yeah, and the hits just keep on coming. Apparently, the El Salvadorian president and Donald Trump really hit it off.
Seemed like, yeah.
And he says he's, you know, very, very happy to help. And Trump said, "I want to thank you for the great job that you're doing. I appreciate it." And he, in turn, said, "It's an honor to be here with the president, leader of the free world."
Nice.
"We're very happy and we're very eager to help." Trump said, "We know that you have a crime problem and a terrorism problem that you need help with." Oh, this was the Salvadorian president. He says, "And we're a small country, but if we can help, we'll do it." Absolutely love it. It's going to help with the border. I mean, this is going very, very well. So what's to complain about? Well, the little ninnies will find something, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get into that in just a second. But first, I want to give you a chance to win Rock the Country tickets. That's right. 2-day tickets to next month's huge outdoor festival. And I'm going to give you the keyword, and then you text it, and then you'll be in the running to win. And I'll give you another keyword tomorrow. We'll do the same thing again and again and again till they say, "Bob, we're out of tickets."
I see a pattern here.
Yes. Mm. All right, so here's the deal. You ready for it? Are you ready? The code word is horse. Yes. Gotcha. Animal, not throat.
Yes.
H-O-R-S-E. You text that to 20357, and you'll have a chance to win. A pair of tickets to Rock the Country. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Jody Messina, Gavin Adcock. I mean, it's going to be a big show.
That's
two days.
Awesome lineup.
And the tickets are worth $139 each. So, yes, you're welcome. And tickets are actually on sale right now at rockthecountry.com, but maybe you'll pick them up. Just remember, when you text HORSE to 20357, the data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive, and good luck. That's going to be a great time. It's just coming up. It's like next month. Can you believe it already?
Man.
Today is, well, what we would traditionally call tax day, April 15th. For a lot of Floridians, we've been given a break of a few weeks because of the hurricanes and different things that rolled through. So it's not, I guess it's not a everybody's in on it kind of deal. That's Florida, but hey, we're your local guys.
Yeah.
I'm Bob Rose. He's Greg Cassidy. We're here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I already paid my taxes and got a decent refund and
nice.
Yeah.
We had a little bit back this year, which is better than paying, which we had to do last year.
Oh,
so
that is the worst thing in the whole world.
I know. And I rarely have had to do that. So,
coming up, Trump will destroy a world economy that has us at the apex, and it's only getting stronger. This is from a so-called conservative. We'll take it upon myself to rip his face off for you next.
Oh, you're so kind.
On the Bob Rose Show. It's the least I can do, Greg.
Wow.
On a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Another day in paradise. Enjoy, my friends. All right? We've got a lot more to talk about. Coming up, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning. Welcome. Trash Talking Tuesday continues, brought to you by Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It's another day in paradise, my friends. El Salvadorian president meeting with Donald Trump. That went swimmingly well. Media asked him about this guy that at one point we said, oh, it was a clerical error. Shouldn't have been on the plane going down to this Maryland guy. No. Two courts ruled back in 2019. Get out. He's from El Salvador. Guess where he is? El Salvador. Guess what the El Salvadorian president said? Yeah, we'll leave him there. Like not going to try to bring him back to America.
Nice.
Okay, case closed. But no, they'll still whine about it. Uh-huh. All right, let's move on. So Rich Lowry, he's a writer. He's been around for a while. And, you know, he's a fairly smart guy. But he's one of those squishy, old school kind of Republicans, you know? The old Jeb Bush, the status quo, the old, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Don't ruffle feathers. Everything's fine. Yeah. Once you make it past a certain economic point in your life, or maybe it was, you know, your parents helped you to get there, whatever the case may be, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just these people that take a position of, hey, man, you know, everything's great. Why do you want to mess with the economy? Why do you want to play this tariff game of chicken, President Trump? So here's what Rich Lowry says. Judging by the results, the United States should be the last country that wants to reorder the world economy. We've thrived in recent decades, while other advanced democracies have fallen behind. Well, now there's some truth to other advanced democracies falling behind, but what do you mean we've thrived? How far our dollar goes for the average worker, that is not, I wouldn't call that thriving. You can't buy a home, hardly, if you're in the middle class. Our quality of life is diminishing. People have large amounts of credit card debt. Our savings are down, preparing for the future and for retirement, all down. But he's in, you know, he's made it past that certain echelon, okay? So it feels okay to him. So he goes on and he says, if we've gotten ripped off, quote unquote, as President Donald Trump and supporters of the trade war like to say, you know why they like to say it, Rich? Because it's the truth. But we'll move forward. And the supposed thieves have gained little and the purported victim, us, we've continued to march ahead. They're not supposed thieves. Huh. They've unfairly put these restrictions on people here that manufacture goods and try to sell them overseas, Rich. Do you understand that they put a tariff on that? That is not being fair. And these have been in place, many of them, for a very long time. And they've gotten wealthy off of them. Now, the fact that they haven't done well, whatever these countries are, that's a part of a whole nother issue. That's a part of a whole different discussion. But they've taken a lot of money from us. So, yes, I mean, maybe thieves is a strong word, but we've been allowed to be ripped off. And President Trump said, look, I'm not blaming China. The people who were in this office allowed it to occur, you know, many predecessors back. So Rich Lowry goes on to say, that doesn't mean we shouldn't seek to change unfair trade practices and to gain more independence from Chinese supply chains. Oh, okay. All right. And how do you want to do that? What's your ideas? How do you want to do that? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm waiting. Yeah. Unfair trade practices. Yeah, that's what Trump's working on. Okay. Then he says, but it's foolish to disrupt willy-nilly a system that has ourselves at the apex and getting stronger rather than weaker. How does he consider us at some sort of apex of, what, turning the corner and growing even larger when we only export 11% of our GDP? That's the lowest of all advanced nations. So what's he referring to? What he's trying to sell you is the status quo. Don't take chances. I got my trust fund is set up. I've got my investments lined up. I have my vacation home lined up. Why does this man of the people, why does he want to shake things up to benefit some people in the middle class? Yeah, that's exactly it. But see, guys like Rich Lowry, they don't quite get it. They've become disconnected over the years. So he goes on to say, it's foolish, like I said, to disrupt willy-nilly a system. Well, first of all, it's not willy-nilly. Again, you're underestimating Trump, and you of all people should know better. He has proven you wrong so many times. And Rich Lowry's a so-called conservative. You'd think by now you'd go, you know what? I'm not going to second guess this guy this time. I'm not going to. Because somehow this guy will come out of it, you know, shining. He says, we've been outpacing the rest of the advanced world since the early 1990s. Well, how are you measuring that exactly? How are you measuring that? We're outpacing them. In what way? Again, I hearken back to, you might be able to stretch numbers and move them around. I can tell you that it's extremely difficult for people to buy a home today. Extremely difficult. That's called quality of life. And people who are on a fixed income and the inflation that they've suffered under? No. Yeah. So, look, he's just basically making a case of don't tinker with it too much. Don't mess with it. Oh, but I agree. We got to fix trade imbalances. Look, sometimes you got to grab it. You got to grab that tiger by its tail and you got to deal with it. And we have a man in the office of the president who is not only willing to do it, but he can accomplish great things. If squishy, weaselly, so-called Republicans would just step back and get out of his way, with all due respect, Rich, zip the pie hole. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. We've got plenty more to talk about, including an idea by Senator Joni Ernst that's, well, sounds somewhat radical, yet interesting. Stay tuned. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And thank you for bringing us along. We appreciate it. You could win tickets, yep, for Rock the Country. Your code word is HORSE. Text HORSE, H-O-R-S-E, to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. We're talking Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, and more. Ocala, May 9th and 10th. We'll have another code word tomorrow. Good luck with that. Text HORSE to 20357. Data and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. And good luck on that. All right. PETA's happy with the president. What?
Really?
Yes, and the real PETA, not people eating tasty animals. That would be my group.
Oh, well, they love Trump, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But PETA, you would think, maybe not so much.
Hmm.
But animal rights nonprofit group PETA is praising the Trump administration for its work to end animal testing within the FDA and the EPA, thanking them for helping to spare tens of thousands of animals each year. The FDA announced Thursday it's phasing out animal testing requirement for antibody therapies and other drugs in favor of more effective human relevant methods. Yeah, test it out on prisoners. Test it out. You can't test it out just on random lefties, though.
Really?
Yeah, because how do you know that they, you know, it made them crazy?
That would be.
You see what I'm saying?
It's like if you're already infected, you can't catch something, kind of thing.
The FDA's animal testing requirement will be reduced, refined, potentially replaced using a range of approaches, including AI-based computational models of toxicity and cell lines and organoid toxicity. There's one thing I won't stand for.
What's
it's
that?
Organoid toxicity.
You won't stand for it, and you can hardly say it.
Organoid. Toxicity. Let's say it together.
Just organoid. Off the tongue, doesn't it?
Organoid.
Or you
I just
annoyed.
Never saw that word ever.
I've never heard of it
I
before.
Guess what it is it's AI kind
organs,
of representing...
Like, organs, yeah.
An organ.
Yeah.
And not a take-me-out-to-the-ballpark kind of an organ.
Oh, love a Hammond B3.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. You do. You do have a little... You do have a little thing for that,
a little thing, don't you?
All right. FDA Commissioner Martin Makary said drug manufacturers have performed additional animal testings of drugs for which they already have had human data for too long. So this is a good thing.
Hmm.
PETA's happy.
That's amazing.
Well, that's going to make the lefties even madder. You know what I mean? You
yeah.
can't make friends or say anything nice about Trump. You will be hated. Who was the latest? Bill Maher?
Oh, you know, you read a lot of his thing yesterday, which prompted me to go home and watch it. It really is cool watching his response to what it was like having dinner with the president.
Bill Maher, he's a comedian. He's got a show on HBO. He is he thinks he's a libertarian. He's not. He's left of center. However, he does. Maybe the L is not so much libertarian, but occasionally he has some logic. So, well, let's give him credit for that.
Yeah.
Well, Kid Rock arranged for him to actually meet the president. So you know what Bill Maher did, being the smart aleck that he is?
Mm-hmm.
He had his staff print up all the things that Trump had said bad about Bill Maher.
I'm thinking it was like 60 or so on the list.
Something like that.
It was a long list.
And he read some of it
yeah.
On the air on his show. But apparently he handed it to Donald Trump, and they both kind of laughed and smiled, and Donald Trump signed it for him.
Uh-huh.
And he
cool.
showed it. He
yep.
showed it on the air. So
it's worth watching that clip.
Well, and he even said, he goes all the lefties' sphincters are tightening right now. That's the verbiage he used,
yeah.
Which is true. Now they're all going to turn against him and hate him. But what he did was he gave his honest opinion of meeting mm-hmm. With the president and his takeaway and how comfortable he felt. And, of course, the left can't stand that. I mean, if the left runs around and calls the guy a Nazi, Hitler, and all these ridiculously absurd things, you know, when one of their kind of heroes, Bill Maher, comes along and says, no, he's none of those things. You people are, you've gone way too far. And so instead of going, yeah, he's right, you know, they're just going to double down and be even kookier and crazier.
Yeah.
Than they already are. South Africa appointed former Deputy Finance Minister Mkhisi Jonas as a special envoy to the U.S. on Monday. Hopefully, I guess the idea is to improve trade relations between the two countries. South African journalist uncovered a 2020 speech in which this same guy Jonas called President Donald Trump a racist, a homophobe, and a narcissistic right-winger. Well, one out of three is not bad. I mean,
oh man,
is that a bad thing? Narcissistic right winger? Is it?
You know,
I'm not sure.
It may be somewhat accurate.
Jonas delivered the speech to a foundation in November of 2020, and anyway, look, maybe there will be some repair done again. Maybe he will meet with the president, and he'll come away with a different feeling about him, because that happens all the time when people actually sit down and have a chance to converse with him.
Yep.
Of course, he doesn't have time to sit down with every, you know, lefty nutbag, but some of these people who are influential, maybe it'll help. The president was celebrating Rory McIlroy's Masters win. Called the game an amazing effort, which clearly it was. And so he joins. He's the sixth pro golfer ever to achieve a Grand Slam, winning every pro golf major at least once in his career. And the president just, you know, he had accolades for him, as he should. And I got to tell you, that was exciting. The Masters was very exciting, I think, even for many people that you're non-golfers. And the president said, look, that win took tremendous courage. He was having a hard time, but it showed great guts, stamina, and courage. People have no idea how tough it is. He came back. It's better for him that it happened that way, because that showed real courage to have to come back from what could have been a tragedy. It was amazing. So, yeah, and once again, the president nails it. He's right on. It was good stuff.
He does that a lot, doesn't he? Around.
He does.
He does.
Oh, I didn't get to the story about what Senator Joni Ernst wants to do. Government sell-off of what in particular may be of interest to some people around here.
Are you looking at me?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, you talking?
It's coming up right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And happy Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky. Oh, Senator Joni Ernst, she is a smart one. You're going to like her after you hear this story. Good morning and welcome. It's 6:49 is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's traditionally tax day, although many Floridians, we've been given a little bit of a break because of the spate? What is it, spat or spate of hurricanes? Have we had a spat or spate? Is a spat more like a little bit of a fight? And yeah, a spate would be, you know, a few hurricanes.
And we got spat upon as well.
Oh, indeed. Hurricanes spat all over the place.
Yes, they did.
All right. Senator Joni Ernst, on Monday, listen to what she did. She introduced legislation that would sell off millions of dollars of guns.
Really?
Yes.
Whose guns?
Well, the United States government, but you want specifics? Guns of the Internal Revenue Service.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's clever. Okay. She introduces the Why does the IRS needs guns act?
Okay. We questioned that when it was happening, yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, that would reform how the agency handles firearms. It would also raise revenue, right?
Yeah.
And she introduced the legislation after reports from Open the Books have suggested the IRS would be one of the top 50 largest police departments based on its headcount and stockpiling of firearms and ammunition. Remember, it was Biden who wanted to expand and hire 80,000 additional agents. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Why is the IRS wasting millions of our tax dollars stockpiling guns and ammo? She continued, this is especially concerning given the history of partisan witch hunts within the agency and the fact that it's more common for IRS agents to accidentally fire their weapon than to do so intentionally. Oops. I am selling off the agency's firearms, using the proceeds to pay down the bloated national debt and recommending firearm safety courses for these tax collectors. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because, look, if the IRS has to deal with somebody and they fear that this person could be armed and dangerous, mm-hmm. they, of course, will call in either local law enforcement or federal law enforcement.
Sure.
They're going to have absolute backup. People that, you know, train every day with firearms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that whole thing with Biden really pushing to expand
right.
that agency to that degree
mm-hmm.
didn't make any sense. And the amount, according to their budgets, I mean, they've got, what are they stockpiling guns for? It does make you wonder. So, Joni Ernst, this is great. They'll have to answer for that. Since 2006, the IRS spent $35.2 million on guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. The years 20 and 2021 were peak years at the IRS for purchasing weaponry and gear. Just since the pandemic started, the IRS has purchased $10 million in weaponry and gear. Since 2020, wow. the IRS has spent at least $10 million on firearms and ammunition for its roughly 2,100 special agents. The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration discovered special agents, the IRS Criminal Investigation Division, accidentally fired their weapons more often than they intentionally fired them.
Which I know they've got a criminal investigation arm, and that's where, yeah. where I guess all this goes. But you're talking about 35, 45, we're up to like $50 million just over the last few years. Do they need all that often that you're right? Take a SWAT team in with you. I'm sure a lot of communities would be happy to help out, you know, or whatever you need.
Absolutely.
So
now, in late March, Joni Ernst, the senator, she unveiled a proposal for major reforms at the IRS, which have been labeled America's least favorite government agency.
I'd say that's up there for sure, yeah.
Include duplication auditing of all taxpayers and entities, including pass-throughs. Hold all federal employees, special IRS officials, to the same tax compliance standards as the average American. Review the EIN, Employer Identification Number, online application tool to make it available to the public at all times. She said the IRS has consistently been weaponized against American citizens, targeting religious organizations, journalists, gun owners, and everyday Americans. That was from Congressman Barry Moore, Republican out of Alabama, who introduced the House companion legislation to go along with that.
Oh, so they're
yep.
a little double tap there.
Yep. Arming these agents does not make the American public safer. My legislation, the Why Does the IRS Need Guns Act, would disarm these agents, auction off their guns to federal firearm license owners, and sell their ammunition to the public. The only thing IRS agents should be armed with are calculators. Pretty cool, huh?
That's a good line.
Well, I mean, I like it.
No, I like that.
Because I know why she did it. The amount of money based on our debt is kind of a drop in the bucket, although we could say that about a lot of things. If you could collect all those drops, you would have a bucket
full.
They
add up, yeah.
But I think that the larger point is, you know, they've already shown themselves to be, you know, weaponized and to be partisan and to be biased, and now you want to arm them all? And I mean, really arm them up. Oh, that's right. Obama was doing it to help protect the border.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Maybe not so much, huh? All right. We've got a lot more to talk about on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast. And all you have to do is download it wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of the show.